Welcome to Worst Case Scenario, a podcast about anxiety. I'm one of your hosts, Yusung.
I'm your other host, Rebecca.
And the way this podcast works is that every week we each bring in an anxiety and we read a scene we've written that's the worst case scenario for that anxiety. I didn't think it was possible to go an entire weekend without feeling any more rested than the week, but it's happening.
You feel very rested?
No, I feel no rest.
Unrested.
Unrested. How was your weekend?
I feel fine. I feel bad now because we're sitting in a very uncomfortable position.
Yeah, so we're recording at our office in like the lounge area, and it is my legs are crunched up against the table. I'm hunched over to get the mic.
Here's the thing, like all of the seating is weirdly really deep. Like it goes back really far, which if you're lounging is probably comfortable, but if you're trying to do anything productive, and this is normally a meeting space, so I don't understand. It makes it like hard. There's no comfortable position, and the table that we're using is the exact same height as the seat. So we're like hunched over and perched at the edge of our seats.
I feel like art historians will have a lot to say because the physical constraints of the room mirror the...
If somebody came in here and did like a portrait of us right now, it would be like, I don't know, like a really, really indicative of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look. I know you're just getting settled into the podcast, but I want to do a segment called Something That Happened. And this is a new segment where we just address something that happened this week. Rebecca and I work at the same office. We work at the same place. We sit in the same cubicle area.
I just remembered what it is.
Suddenly, and...
I wasn't there.
Rebecca wasn't there. I was luckily not at my work area, just talking to someone else at their desk. I hear the sound of water. Mm-hmm. And at first, because it's a very like weird workspace, I thought someone installed a loudspeaker system and was playing poop sounds as like a bit.
Can you do the sound?
No, I can't.
I'm disappointed.
And I won't. but so that happened. And then
wait, when you say poop sounds, do you mean like the sound of poop plopping into a toilet or not the sound of someone straining to poop?
No, one's vocal cords. But okay, and then it wouldn't stop, and then suddenly I yell, which I haven't done in a while, like genuinely yell because you have a reason to yell.
Can you do that sound?
Yeah, here, I'll back up from the mic. Ah, shit! somebody do something.
Yeah.
And then suddenly there were, I'd like to say like a whole water cooler's worth of water, just at least like maybe even two or three of those pouring from the ceiling because the upstairs bathroom has flooded. And luckily it wasn't like disgusting water. Luckily
it was just
like
normal water.
Normal water. But I think it had like passed through the urinal or something. Yeah. Very unfortunate.
It rained on my mouse pad.
Yeah.
But it's dry now.
If you're just tuning in, I bought Rebecca an anime mouse pad with like a really big butt as wrist support, and it rained on that.
Yeah. I was upset to find out that had happened, but I'm relieved to know that it dried very quickly.
It dried very quickly. And while I will say that the physical damage is repaired, I never want to sit on my desk again because I know now that that could happen at any time.
I sat there. Well, it's happened before. Mm. I sat there the other day, several days post the incident.
Yeah.
And, I was going to go to lunch and I was like, oh, I'll just take my wallet. And then I was like, oh, I can't leave my laptop here. I had to take my whole backpack because I was like, what if this happens to my stuff? Yeah. I mean, I will be destitute if I lose my laptop. I don't have the money for it.
Right. I'm sure there's some like workers' law, human rights convention about
I think maybe
not having this happen.
There are people dying.
That's true.
This actually reminds me. So I forgot that this had happened and I forgot you were going to talk about it.
Right.
But I have
something similar.
I have something to contribute.
Something that happened?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So I was on the, it's related to that story.
Wow. This is incredible. We truly have not planned this.
No, we have not.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with my mom yesterday and so like she lives on her own. She lives in the apartment where I grew up and, it's like a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment in New York, which is like that's like a nice thing to have, except it's like she's been there for 25 years. It's never been you know, my dad doesn't live there anymore. It's never been renovated. It's like not in the worst shape, but it's like in a level of disrepair. Like the bathrooms, like, both desperately need to be updated. One of the bathrooms, like, straight up doesn't work. Like, the kitchen is, like, really outdated. And my old room, I don't know if it's just like the apartment above it, but like there are always like water stains like on the ceiling in like a certain area. Like, it'll like get fixed and then like a few months later, like, it'll come back. Like, I don't know what the deal is, but like, so I was talking to my mom and there's like this one corner of the room where last time I was home, which was like about a year ago, like last June, looked really gnarly. And I was like, someone's gotta like take a look at this. Doesn't look good. And it's like near a big window in my room, and above the window is a very long, like, high up towards the ceiling is a very long shelf that we had installed like many years ago that houses all of my old like children's books, because I have basically like I have most of my stuff in LA, but like back home I have like all my old books, and I don't have a way to bring them out here at the moment, but like I want a lot of them. I want them at some point.
What, Harry Potter or like?
Well, no. So Harry Potter's just in my normal bookcase with like my normal books, but like this is like, when I say children's books, I mean literally like children's books, like picture books. Yeah. So that's like, there's a huge shelf, goes wall to wall, and it's all the books. And my mom's telling me, this is a two-part story. I'm sorry, this is long, but this was shocking to me. So she was like, okay, so first, she's like, something happened, literally. I was like, oh, fuck, what? She said, well, you know that, and the way my mom tells stories, I feel like I'm like doing that now, but she takes the longest possible route, and I'm always screaming on the other end. The suspense is literally killing me. Fucking tell me.
Right.
Anyway, basically the water spot.
I would say that would be
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, this like damp spot, like something happened and the ceiling has fallen.
Whoa.
So like the part of the ceiling literally has fallen, and that entire fucking shelf was ripped from the wall, fell down, all the books fell on top of like the lamp that was it, like everything on the floor. My first reaction is, are the books okay?
Right.
Like, please, are they damaged? Please. And my mom wouldn't answer me for like a solid 5 minutes because she's rambling about some other stuff, and then finally she's like, no, they're all fine. I was like, okay, great. Then she tells me, so the bookcase with all my other stuff is on the other side of the room. There's another like water thing up there, but nothing's going on with it. My mom tells me she came home yesterday, she'd been out all day or 2 days ago from like going to a movie or whatever. She comes home and she smells something very, very bad, and she thinks, is there like a dead animal? Like, what is this smell?
Right.
She goes into the kitchen and realizes she had left one of the gas things on the stove all for hours, many, many hours.
Holy
and
shit.
It smelled like horrible. It's like a bad foul smell. And obviously that's incredibly dangerous. The apartment could have exploded. My mother could have exploded.
Right.
She could be dead. My first thought was, no, my Harry Potter books. No.
Right.
I immediately was like, are my things okay?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, what about me? Like, oh, you're clearly fine. You called me. I'm not worried. My first thought was, oh my God, if my apartment, my childhood home went up in flames and exploded from something like this, and I lost my full set of Harry Potter books, I would be so upset.
Yeah.
That's not the right reaction, but I'm still like shaken from this story.
Yeah. Everyone, call your moms. But yeah, holy shit, that's really scary to have the ceiling come down. The ceiling fell down.
It could have fell on her head.
Mm.
I didn't ask. All I asked was, are the books okay?
Right. Oh my God. Well, this has been a very eventful segment of something that happened.
So basically, ceilings are falling all over coast to coast.
Oh, God.
There was an earthquake here. I didn't know about it until my dad texted me and said, earthquake?
Yeah.
I didn't
feel it at all. Until
I only find out about earthquakes from people on the East Coast getting upset that there was an earthquake here.
Yeah.
I've never felt one here. Have you?
No. I did, but it was just, I thought it was the upstairs neighbor like moving their furniture. I genuinely thought that's what it was. I was like, oh, this late at night? It's kind of annoying.
I'm always asleep when it happens because it's always like very early in the morning.
But luckily, I haven't experienced an earthquake
yet. I still don't have an earthquake kit. I've lived here 4.5 years.
Yeah, I also don't have an earthquake kit.
It's not smart. Because then if something does really happen,
right,
that'll be, we won't even be able to record the segment.
I've watched Zombieland.
Yeah, I watched that.
Okay. I feel like that has taught me. I don't know.
Really?
What are you anxious about this week?
So I still haven't done my taxes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some would say that bad. It's quite a taxing experience.
Yeah. Wait. Some would say this is a taxing experience. I would say that this is a taxing experience.
Hold up. Someone who listens to the show was very kind and tweeted me. And if you only recall a few episodes ago, there was a bit. I'm going to say there was 2 whole minutes where I struggled with getting out this joke. The quality of the joke did not deserve this 2 minutes of buildup. Someone asked me, wait, what is a existential stoner's favorite drug? And I replied, oh, no. But it was like on weed.
Yeah.
And then they liked it. They thought it was really funny.
Yeah, they did think it was funny. Yeah.
People like my jokes.
The problem wasn't the joke. It was the delivery of the joke and how much agony it took to get the joke done from start to finish.
Right.
All the false starts.
Some would say it's a taxing experience, but others would say that's worth it.
I'm just figuring out, is that a joke or I literally can't even tell.
Because we need people, like a third opinion.
I mean, we already lost everybody when I was talking for like a million years about the ceiling falling and like my Harry Potter books. Nobody cares.
Anyway. You haven't done your taxes yet.
I haven't done my taxes yet. As the date that we're recording this is April 8th, which means that
pulling back the curtain.
It's due on April 17th.
Right.
I found my vehicle registration sticker. I put it on my car. All is good. I found the check that I had to deposit. I deposited it. That's all good.
Nice.
I also found my W-2 forms, both of them, the one for my old job and the one for my current job.
Awesome.
All I have to do is like do the taxes.
Yeah.
I do not want to. I just don't wanna. I'm scared I'm gonna have to pay. Last year I had to pay.
Oh, really?
A few hundred dollars, yeah. Because, like, my old job didn't take enough out or something, which I was like, how can that be? I had no money.
Right. Like,
you were giving me more?
Yeah. I luckily, like, because I haven't worked a whole year.
Yeah. You'll get money.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem like I made that much money.
Right. I don't know. I mean, I'm in suspense. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I'm always in suspense about things because I leave things so long that I'm constantly thinking, like, what could happen, and I never know if I'm going to be pleasantly surprised or horrified.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to be able to walk through doing my taxes with my parents just on a video call. Like,
yeah.
We just shared the screen, and it was nice. We used TaxAct.
Oh, is that a website?
Yeah, it was a website.
I used TurboTax last year.
I think that's the most popular one.
It was very easy.
Yeah.
Which is the most popular TaxAct?
No, TurboTax. Yeah. I feel like that's what I hear.
They already have all my information, so whatever.
Right.
You know that I was like, I told you, right, that I was compromised in the Equifax.
Oh, I think, yeah.
And I didn't, I don't know what to do. I didn't like freeze my credit. I truly have no idea what to do. Someone's probably going to buy a house in my name or something. I'm scared. I really don't know.
I feel like I also don't know enough about the breach to speak with confidence about it. But I feel like at this point, if no disasters have happened, I feel like...
Oh, I don't know. I think they lie in wait like you know, like a very patient predator.
Right.
Lurking.
Just with your social security number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we can read my scene if you want.
Is it about your taxes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. So the way this will work is Rebecca will read her character and the stage directions, and I'll read the other characters.
Okay. Ooh, interesting to try in this new space to maneuver the microphone to also be able to see my pages.
Oh, my back hurts.
I'm like sitting in a weird way.
Yeah.
Okay. Interior restaurant day. Rebecca and friend eat lunch in the busy restaurant.
Friend. Anyway, so I used my tax refund and bought those shoes. Probably should have saved us some of it, but whatever.
Rebecca chokes a little on her food. She gulps down some water. Oh, fuck. Tax refund.
Yeah. Did you get yours yet?
No. Fuck. What date is it?
April 18th.
taxes were due yesterday, weren't they?
Yes. Oh, no, you didn't do them.
God damn it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's out of my hands now.
Wait, what? A SWAT team burst through the window of the restaurant, sending glass everywhere. Their vests are emblazoned with IRS.
IRS man one. Rebecca Steinberg, turn yourself in or face the consequences.
He jumps on a nearby table, slamming his foot down on a man's pad thai. The man shrieks, clutching a spring roll. Rebecca raises her hand in a small wave. Her face is beet red, and restaurant patrons glare at the intrusion. Hi. She turns to her friend and glares. Thanks for the heads up, asshole.
How am I the bad guy? I told you to do your taxes a month ago.
I told you to do your taxes a month ago, bitch.
Fuck up. IRS, enough. Come with us now.
Rebecca stands, surrendering to the government. Where are you taking me?
To a quiet room where you will sit and do your taxes until they are completed, and then you'll be free to go.
No, please, just arrest me. Give me the chair. Anything but this, please. She clings to his leg, pleading.
The chair? Seriously, shut up and do your taxes, you dumb baby. You have, like, no money. It won't even take an hour. God.
Ugh, fine. IRS man escorts Rebecca from the restaurant. The place erupts in cheers as the patrons celebrate her exit. Rebecca turns back to glance at her friend, who is gleefully stealing her dumplings and waving at her in victory. Rebecca flips her off as she is dragged into the car. End scene.
All right, a few things.
Yeah.
I liked how... are you accepting questions at this time?
Yes.
Okay. I liked how at the start of the scene, we did not know what type of restaurant it was, but then through the context clues of the spring roll and the dumplings, you figured out it was a Chinese establishment.
Well,
or an
Asian
establishment.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, my bit about the human rights and people are dying. This is Your Honor. I would like to submit for evidence the scene. But you'll do your taxes.
I'll do them. I'll do them this week.
How are you with deadlines in general? Like
bad.
In high school.
Are you surprised? I turned in a lot of things late.
Yeah.
I would get a lot of extensions. I made a lot of enemies out of my teachers and professors.
Like, I feel like high school and then college for me was just learning that I could slowly get away with deadline murder. Like,
Yeah.
You can always ask for extensions. You won't always get them, but like...
Yeah. I would just push and push and push until they wanted to kill me.
Right.
I tried to turn stuff in as much on time as possible, but a lot of the times it would be because I just did it like right before.
Yeah.
I'm bad with deadlines. But if I don't have a deadline, I'm not going to do it at all.
Right. Have you ever... I can't remember what I was going to say. Have you ever not turned something in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I remember.
It feels really bad.
I remember what I was going to say. Have you ever like done something way before the deadline? Because I don't think I have.
I maybe like once, and then I was like very pleased with. I think I did do it once, and then I didn't shut the fuck up about it for like a month. That was the only time. I felt like really. I like rode that high for a long time, and like yeah.
Yeah.
Never again.
Yeah, I think. I don't know why this is kind of tangential, but in high school we were reading The Great Gatsby.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling this to someone over the weekend, but like I hadn't opened The Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
And we were like a decent chunk in, and our English teacher put up a quote that we were supposed to discuss at the beginning of class, and it was like, and he knew that if he kissed her, his mind would never romp like the mind of God ever again. And I was just reading that just like, ah, fuck, I should really be reading this book. And so I think for me, really takes like, it takes a lot for me.
I probably read like over the course of my like literary education, which was many classes, I probably read half the books.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I even read half the books.
Really?
I graduated the English degree and I
Wow.
You just like know how to read things at a certain point. I mean, if you're a bad student, you know how to read things at a certain point so that you can write about them.
But I also like sometimes, at least half the time I really wanted to read them, so I did. But like, I definitely didn't read all of Wuthering Heights.
I read
a smattering of the chapters. And like Anna Karenina, like I didn't read the agriculture chapters because I'm not trying to be a farmer.
Right.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
You know,
I haven't read either of those books. There were several times in college though where like it was English classes and like I had read the thing and then I just like I thankfully was not the first person to open my mouth because I had so misunderstood the point of the story.
Wait, like what?
Like,
do you remember a book?
Okay, there's this amazing Nabokov short story called Signs and Symbols or Symbols and Signs. I think it flip flop between those two titles in editing, but. This kind of spoils the ending, so fast forward like a minute, and I'll get through it in a minute. But like, this old couple, their son's in a mental asylum, and at the end, there's these phone calls that keep happening, and the first two are like the clearly wrong numbers, and then the story just ends with the phone ringing again. So the thing that comes up is like, it's either a wrong number again, or their son has killed themselves.
Right.
And I did not. I did not.
What did you think?
It was just another phone call. Like I truly like that didn't even cross my mind, and then someone said that in the discussion. I was like, fuck. Like
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't a good English major. I didn't write a thesis or anything.
So what was the point?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
Some fun moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, on the subject of taxes, I have to do a bunch of annoying shit at the DMV. And like,
ugh.
I have not had time this past week.
What do you have to do?
I have to change the address that I, on my registration.
Oh, shit. Yeah, because you moved.
Because I moved and I realized like, oh, shit, I could have been missing some mail in the interim period.
Yeah. It's easy. You can do it. Can't you do it online, or you have to do it in person?
I don't know. I think I might be able to do it online, but I looked it up so much and I tried inputting some information. It didn't work.
Shit.
So
I've never been to the DMV here. I'm scared.
I think my plan is just to go like super early because,
yeah.
Anyway, this podcast, welcome to the small talk
at
dinner parties.
But like random bureaucracy and shit like this is, it does like stress me out because I
was talking to our mutual friend Ruby, and we were talking about just adulthood in general, and she was like, it never gets easier, it just gets more. There's just more layers and more things that you have to keep track of. And I was
it's like
yeah.
Everything happens so much.
Yeah. And I was like, that's so correct.
Yeah. That's annoying. I have to get my oil changed.
Yeah.
Ugh.
The first time I heard the expression tires rotated, I was just like, I think for 30 minutes I was like, no, they rotate. What do you mean?
I think I had the same thought because I still don't fully understand what that process is.
I think it's like an axis or something.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But like, I don't know.
Right. Don't they rotate? Isn't that all they do? Rotate?
It's a wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I truly don't know. Well, this has been really riveting. I think we should take a little break.
We should take a little break.
Okay.
Bye. Hello. We're back.
I feel really refreshed.
I feel really refreshed. I'm like sweaty tired. Like I was just at a record on this is a Sunday, and I just in the middle I was like, I don't feel any better than I did at the end of last week. Like I've truly felt like I've gotten zero rest.
Yeah.
Anyway,
maybe you need a vitamin B shot.
Oh,
one of our podcasters
I need a weekend after this weekend.
Oh boy. One of our podcasters came in the other day and like, uh-huh. She had more energy than, I mean, she generally has a lot of energy, but she had more than I've ever seen her. And she was like, baby, I got a vitamin B shot. We're like, oh my God. She's like, I want this every day.
Holy shit.
I think that's what you need.
What's that B stand for? Vitamin.
Bitch.
Bounce?
Yeah. You really brought us to a real stop.
Yeah. You really hear the brakes screeching on this train.
What's up with you? What are you anxious about? How you been?
The thing that I'm anxious about is, you know how, like, when things are going well, you're always, like, one degree of separation from sorrow. Everyone is.
I'm starting to see your problem.
There's no... You can't ever distance yourself because it's chaos. And that's what I'm worried about. Like, because things are going fine.
Right.
You
have the anxiety demon this week.
Yeah.
The intangible demon.
Yeah. I don't know if this story will be, if it's not, if it doesn't, we might edit this out. But if you're hearing this, it means we didn't. Okay.
Thanks for explaining.
Yeah. But okay.
You just don't want them to think it was a mistake. Like you wanted to edit it out and you forgot. And people are like, oh shit, you forgot to edit. You just need to let them know.
Yeah, the director's commentary for this podcast episode is going to be very nuanced. But I was, this truly, it does not paint me in a very charismatic light. I understand that. I was recording a podcast and at the end we took a picture and I happened to be in a suit. happened to be in a suit for this podcast. And where we were recording this podcast, there happened to be a mirror. And this never happens, but it was indicative of like the crazy good mood that I was in. Because I was just like looking at myself wearing this suit in the mirror. I'm just being like, okay, wait. Let me hang on.
Oh my God.
The picture that was taken after the fact, I think is unequivocally one of the worst photos of me ever taken.
Oh.
I look like a huge dork. Like truly, like I afterwards I was like, I don't know. I should have tilted my chin down for starters. Just like so many basics. I look like a huge dork.
But in the moment.
In the moment before that picture was taken, I was looking at myself in the mirror in the suit. And I was like,
you felt like a prince.
I was like smoking hot. Truly, I've never had that thought before. I understand that's the least charismatic thing to say. Audience, I understand.
I don't think that's the right word.
Yeah. But I was like, wow. And then to be immediately humbled by that photo was like, no, this is good. This is good. This is fair.
That's amazing.
Anyway, that's the end.
Also, just because you look bad in a photo doesn't mean you looked bad in person.
Yeah, no.
Like, modeling is really hard. It's a real job.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm just scared
I'm
of
I'm sorry you were slapped in the face with...
Reality? Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, my scene is about that. Okay. Here we go. Exterior sidewalk day. It's a beautiful day outside. The wind traveling through the trees, houses, and sunlight carries the same scent as it did when we were all children. Yisung walks out of his apartment complex and down the sidewalk with a firm belief that everything is going to be okay. There's K-pop playing from his phone. His foot suddenly lands in a puddle, and before he can react, his other foot lands in a puddle as well. His socks are soaked. Oh, that's okay. Yisung keeps walking until he reaches a busier street. A group of street performers are dancing. They call him out and beckon him into the crowd. One of the performers grabs him by the arm and pulls him into the center of the circle.
Street performer, you seem like a sensible guy. You should do some dance moves.
That's really okay. I've got to go to a thing.
Come on, doesn't everyone want to see this guy dance?
Everyone claps. Yisung knows in his heart of hearts that he really doesn't like dancing unless it's two drinks in and it's following K-pop choreography tutorials on YouTube in the privacy of his own apartment. The street performer emulates Yisung in a problematic way and then asks for a donation, to which Yisung feels too awkward to say no. Yisung runs away from the performers in the crowd. It begins hailing. The shards of ice cut against his skin. A dark storm of clouds forms a circle in the sky. The hail intensifies as meteors begin raining down on Ventura Boulevard. Jesus descends from the sky and lands in front of Yisung.
Jesus, you there?
Yes.
You talk about me a lot on your podcast, which makes no sense considering you.
Yeah, considering I don't subscribe to any ideology. Yeah.
I have something to tell you. It turns out you've been dead the whole time, and this has all been a dream, like the thing you'd see in a poorly written screenplay or a hardly written scene about anxiety for a podcast.
That's really unfortunate.
Also, even though you're dead, your socks will always be wet.
That's extreme.
Anyway, peace out. Lates.
Bye. Scene. Okay.
Amazing.
Well, I am just... Yeah.
So glad for Jesus to come back.
Yeah, I don't want to...
Our reoccurring friend of the pod, Jesus.
Podcast Jesus. Friend of our hearts, if you...
Well.
Yeah.
Your heart.
Yeah, my heart. Anyway, I just don't want to take like any of it for granted, but I also don't really know how to... I know how to act when I'm depressed. Or I know what makes sense, because I've been depressed... Toujours. For a long time. And so when things are okay, it's always a bit of it's always a learning experience.
When you say you know how to act when you're depressed, can you elaborate?
Yeah, as in like, I know how I would react in this situation. It's easier to, it feels like to some extent, if you're deciding on who you are, it's easier to make the decisions.
Interesting. I guess I never think about it that way. I just react to things instinctively based on how I feel in the moment, not based on thinking about how would I react to this if I were depressed.
Like, I don't think about it like every second of every day. It's usually more like after the fact. If I'm like thinking about like Christ
again.
Yeah, who am I? Like that kind of deal.
Right.
It's much easier to give that answer when you're depressed, I think.
I
think there's a deceiving amount of clarity that you're afforded when you're depressed. Because it's like, oh, it's clear. You hate yourself. You put yourself below everyone.
Oh,
and like, that's who you are.
That's so, wow.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes if we haven't managed to ruin your day.
I guess that's interesting because it's like, callback to worst case survey scenario from several episodes back when you took a survey to see if you're depressed, and we got a really inconclusive answer.
Yeah, I got
and
17.
No,
out of how
I think
many?
You got
I don't
12.
Know.
You got 12 out of 27.
Okay.
I remember it really vividly because it was a very strange result. Yeah. And I asked you if you did get a conclusive answer, and the answer is like made sense, and it said you were not depressed, would you be upset? And you said yes.
Yeah.
Because you want to have the clarity of like, or the validation that you are what you think you are.
Or not even the validation. I think to that I would have been like, hang on, what have I been doing all this time?
Right. Yeah.
What has all this been for?
Right.
Yeah. Ugh. It's tough.
Yeah. And that's really interesting. That's where we are different in this way, I think, because I don't really think about it that way, but that's really interesting.
I think I thought about identity a lot during college, like,
yeah,
just like personal identity, because mm-hmm. I feel like in high school, I used to emulate a lot of what I saw on TV,
right?
Just because you're just like trying out different personalities, and it was really embarrassing because one of those iterations was like, I think Dr. Cox from Scrubs, and me
oh,
as, like,
my
a,
God.
As like a scrawny kid.
Right.
No medical degree.
but just like really mean.
Yeah, and I couldn't really pull that off to no one's surprise, I think. But
you're just like calling people names.
I don't think I
really
even call people names. I think I just like the rhythms and the cadences.
Wow.
Like, yeah. Thanks, Bill Lawrence.
Which is actually kind of funny, because if you asked me randomly, if you said like, what character from Scrubs
right,
do you think
Zach
I am? It's like
Braff.
Very obviously,
yeah, it's
Zach
very
Braff.
Clear.
It's like very obviously Zach Braff.
Right. And I'm trying not to read too much into the subtext of that statement, because
like without question, okay. Like unwaveringly Zach Braff.
And a little Sarah Chalk.
No.
Okay.
Although right. Somebody in high school once told me that I reminded them of her character very much, and I didn't understand how, and nobody could explain it to me. I still don't get it.
Scrubs was a good show.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was good. You know, that really sad scene in Scrubs when when Dr. Cox's three people die on him in the same day, and then the phrase "How to Save a Life" comes on.
Oh Jesus! Oh,
it's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, people died.
Do you think we should do a segment, sad scenes from Scrubs? Do you think that has any weight to it?
I'm not sure that there are like really legs for that one.
Right.
I don't want to link this pod too much to that show. Although we know Zach Braff is very into podcasting, as he is on that new show, Alex Inc.
Oh, yeah.
Which don't even know if anyone watches, and I've never seen it. I don't even know what channel it's on or what time.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't think that show is doing that well.
I can't imagine that it could be doing
well. Sounds
like
a very taxing show.
Please stop trying to make this joke happen. It's not going to happen.
It's a callback.
It's a bad one. When you do a callback to a joke that didn't work to begin with, you're just torturing yourself and everyone.
Or you could see it as finesse.
I don't see it that way. I disagree.
A very nuanced anti-comedy with a lot of heart.
No, just a bad joke. Repeated.
Listeners, if you think that my jokes are okay, please tweet me.
I didn't say all your jokes. That one is really not a joke.
Because I immediately text all of them to Rebecca, and then I can say my jokes are good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my anxiety. I truly think that, like, I mentioned this before on the podcast, but my friend Maria, who we're both fans of, even though we haven't talked in person. You have never even met her.
I've never met her. You've never talked to her in person?
No, I haven't talked to her in person for a long time. But just like the act of self-love is an inherently political and radical act, because capitalism wants you to be miserable, so you buy things. That has been popping up on the internet more and more. At least it has been on Reddit, which I think like is a... You could see it as socialist propaganda, but you could also see it as a good thing. So I think I'm just trying to like be comfortable and okay while avoiding spiritual puddles of water.
I feel bad that you felt good in the suit and then it was rudely taken from you, ripped from you so roughly.
Yeah.
I feel sorry that happened.
But
to
now
you.
Thinking about it in retrospect, that part of the story is the only reason why it can be a story, why I can ever utter the words, I thought I looked smoking hot.
Because, I feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Because if that didn't happen, I'd be a monster.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or who knows, just a normal, confident person. Maybe we should all aspire to be that.
I mean, a lot of people look in the mirror and say that to themselves aloud. I think that's a thing people do for confidence. Well, I have never done that, but...
Yeah, I've never done that either.
Maybe you're a suit guy. Maybe you need to wear one more often.
Yeah, it's just strange when our... I think this is okay to say because I texted with our employer about this, but the one day that he came in with a plaid shorts and a plaid shirt.
He did or you did?
He did.
Oh.
Yeah. Not necessarily... What I'm saying is that it's not necessarily a workplace where...
No. But some people here do dress up kind of snazzy.
Yeah. I think like...
You could.
If I ever did, it would come with... at least three comments.
A discussion, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always a discussion, but if you continue to do it, it would just be, oh, he dresses that way.
Right.
You know? And then no one would ever... Also, who cares what people say? If you feel confident when you look in the mirror, if you feel confident enough to utter those, that horrible words, just avoid a camera and you'll be all good.
Right. I'm glad this isn't being recorded and will inevitably one day come to find me.
I'm in support of the suit if it makes you feel happy.
Yeah.
You know?
If you wear a suit, you'll...
Give a man a suit.
Yeah.
But teach a man to suit.
Pretty good. Yeah. In comparison to my tax joke, jury's still out. give a man a suit, he'll suit for a day.
Teach a man to suit, he'll suit for life. That is like the motto of this podcast for sure.
I love like jokes that truly go nowhere and accomplish nothing. Me too. Because like as I was getting, this is awful because I'm just quoting myself. Because I think I could have made a funnier joke, but I just tweeted as I was waiting for my glasses. Glasses don't make passes at glasses who glasses. and it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't do anything. And yet we're still here.
It's just fun with words.
Yeah.
I'm glad we took it to that inevitable conclusion.
All right. Look, we're not a show that
Oh wait. Have you been talking about this feeling in therapy?
This good feeling?
Yeah, that
some might call it happiness.
Your confusion of how to...
No, actually. I think I've just had like a... Despite it being like a weekend where I truly felt like no relief, no respite, no solace.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's been like, I can also say weirdly enough that it's been like a good weekend. And so this came after the last time I saw my therapist.
Okay.
Yeah. The thing that I think in the in the waiting room of the therapist's office, like there's multiple offices in this space, but like they play a classical music radio station.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly like, you know, not Flight of the Valkyries was playing once. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not the vibe for that.
Wrong mood.
Yeah. That's not the mood.
Not the mood. give me some Jimmy Eat World. Give me some My Chemical Romance.
Why?
I don't know.
Before therapy.
I don't know. Okay. We've talked a lot about our seamless transition. Seamless. We talked a lot about anxieties, but now he's a segment, moderate case scenario for gradual self-improvement.
Oh, yeah.
This is a segment where I'm almost kissing my phone because I'm holding my phone up to the mic and also talking
into it. And your
mic. That's true. this is a segment where we talk about what we're going to do this next week and also this past week to better our mental health and our lives.
What we're going to do this past week. I can't wait to find out what I'm going to do this past week.
Like I never finished the Gatsby. You could say that there's a lot of gaps in my English education.
Mm.
Okay. Here's something. I've gone on nighttime strolls.
Oh, that's so nice.
And for the first time after living there for like months, I've gone on nighttime strolls. They've actually been nice.
In your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Lovely.
I think they're positive.
So that's just to like clear your mind and just have a nice walk. This isn't like exercise. This is just like a nice walk. It's just something nice for yourself.
Yeah. 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 I'm a little scared because it's dark. Yes. But it's like an okay neighborhood.
It's a safe neighborhood.
Yeah. But those have been
You could wear
nice.
A reflective vest. If you're worried about getting hit by a car.
And just look in the mirror and be like, I'm smoking.
Smoking hot.
Oh boy. yeah. So that's been nice. I think it's just like I have to figure out how to take more time for myself, because I think like truly that this last week of work has been inappropriately busy.
It's been pretty hectic. I mean, the last 2 weeks, that's why we couldn't record last week, because our schedules, first of all, the recording schedules were nuts, like for work. And then every time I was free, you weren't free. And every time you were free, I wasn't free.
Yeah.
It has been like hard to get.
A tale of two podcast hosts.
Yes.
It's the best of WAV files. It's the worst of MP3 files. yeah, it was really unfortunate. Sorry we missed a week, everyone.
It's so we needed to take a week off. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, but beyond that, I'm just going to try to take things easy and try to get some rest, whatever that means or whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Et toi?
You know, I'm going to do my taxes.
That's true.
I'm going to do those. I still haven't found a therapist.
Oh my God.
I know. It's like now it's like really annoying. Now it's just I'm annoying. And I really am sorry. I feel bad. And I thought, oh, we're taking a week off. By the time we record again, I for sure will have found the time to call this person.
Right.
Did not. And I do apologize. I don't think anyone really cares, but like if someone was upset.
I think people care for your well-being.
The thing is, like, I feel okay. Like, I feel fine still. I've mostly just most days and most moments of the day, like, I'm in, like, a good place.
Right.
I feel, like, pretty good.
The times where I've thought that, though.
Yeah.
Followed by, like, the period of sadness whenever it comes, or maybe it'll never come.
Yeah.
But then I was like, why the fuck didn't I get...
Yeah.
Have a therapist to talk to.
Yeah. No, I definitely need one. I definitely should have gotten one already. I have a name of a person. Right. I just...
John Proctor?
Yeah.
It's my name!
Don't wear it out.
Deep crucible reference.
Yeah. I great, because I'm a witch, so...
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel okay. I'm gonna do my taxes. I've been just, like, doing more for myself, too. I've just been, like, taking time for myself. And I'm going to keep doing that, just like finding like a peaceful moment throughout the day or in the evening. I've been like doing creative stuff just like on my own, and that feels nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just been feeling pretty good. I definitely, there's stuff I'm putting off. There's stuff I need to do. There's stuff I feel like uneasy about, but in general, I feel all right. I just got to keep going. Yeah. I definitely do need a therapist. I'm tired of saying I need one. I kind of just want to be able to say I have one.
Right.
I'm kind of embarrassed.
If nothing, for the name dropping ability.
Just to not have to say the same thing every week. I just want to be able to say something new.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel like a fuck up.
Yeah. Okay. We mentioned it before, but... And people have been clamoring to get the segment back on the show.
Yeah?
But welcome to Worst Case Scenario. It's where we take take an online survey to figure out if we're really depressed or anxious. Okay. All right. Don't sue us.
All right. So this is another depression screening quiz.
Hell yeah.
Survey, not a quiz. It's a screening. This one is from mental.
This
one's not from New Zealand. The other one that you took was from New Zealand.
Yeah.
I think these questions are the same.
Okay.
This is from mentalhealthamerica.net.
Well, it's probably good that there's like the definition for depression in New Zealand isn't vastly different than it on a global
but
scale.
But we don't know if you're depressed according to the government of New Zealand.
Right.
Um, We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Because okay. You didn't want to tell your therapist your number because you thought she wouldn't think you were cool.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Whatever.
I think
the fuck
she
that
knows
means.
I'm depressed.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I think she thinks I'm pretty cool.
No. I don't know if she thinks I'm cool.
I mean, we're going to find out. I guess we can find out if I'm depressed. I actually don't think I am at the moment, but... All right. Over the last 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by any of the following problems?
Oh, we should tell people what site this is in case...
Screening.mentalhealthamerica.net.
Okay.
Okay. So it's like in the past 2 weeks. It's been like I've been okay.
Okay.
Right. Little interest or pleasure in doing things. Not at all. Several days, more than half the days, nearly every day. Several days.
You have an interest in doing things?
Little interest or pleasure in doing things.
Yeah.
Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless. It's like every
day. Take me home. Yeah.
Country road.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't feel hopeless.
Right. Give me that every day.
I'll say several days. I don't want to say not at all because that seems like not accurate. Trouble falling or staying asleep or sleeping too much.
Mm.
See, the thing with me is I have that weird, I'm just like weird with sleep. So I love to sleep, but more than half the days because I just like go to sleep at weird times and like I don't end up getting a lot of sleep.
Right.
Feeling tired or having little energy.
What if the answer to this quiz is just like
sleep.
Sleep more.
Sleep more.
You need it.
You dumb baby. Yeah. Poor appetite or overeating. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like most days, like a lot of times I don't eat until like 4.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten today. It's 5:30 p.m. Yeah. And then sometimes I just like, you know, eat like a monster. So, more than half the days. Feeling bad about yourself or that you're a failure or that you've let yourself or your family down. I don't think about my family, but myself, sure, more than half the days. Trouble concentrating on things such as reading the newspaper or watching television. More than half the days.
Mm.
I mean, I have ADHD, so that's why. Moving or speaking so slowly. This is my favorite question. This is my favorite one for your one, too.
Right.
Moving or speaking so slowly that other people have noticed. Never. Not at all.
Right.
Moving or speaking so slowly.
Well, we don't want to alien anyone then.
I mean, okay, I'm sorry, but like the image of that is so funny in my head.
Yeah.
That other people could have noticed is what really gets me. Like, you could be moving or speaking slowly, but like it's imperceptible, or so slowly that it's like, okay. Yeah. Thoughts that you'd be better off dead or hurting yourself. Again, your reactions are really upsetting.
No, because I empathize with these, all of them.
Like, I never,
besides the speaking slowly one. but I don't want to alienate anyone who.
The thing is, okay, if you're someone who moves and speaks very slowly, then like I'm sure that's like a good look. But I,
High school me would have had terrible results on this.
Yeah,
on this test.
I never think about hurting myself, but I often think about being dead.
Mm.
So I don't know what to answer. I don't know if I'd be better off dead, but I would just be dead, so who cares?
More than half the days.
I'll say several. No, I think this is a trap. This question feels like a trap. I don't think I'd be better off dead. I just wouldn't have to do all the shit that I don't want to do.
Yeah, they're really trapping
you. I'll just say not at all.
They're
trying to trick me. If you checked off any problems, how difficult have these problems made it for you at work, home, or with other people?
Well,
what
Rebecca,
do you mean? Like
you
speaking
something?
So slowly?
You've been lately just in our meetings.
Yeah.
Just.
I'm moving.
I really need you to get to like just be quicker about the way.
You're speaking so slowly right now. I literally can't even deal with you. I don't know how to answer this question. How difficult have these problems made it for you at work, home, or with other people?
Like how much? Like if you are depressed, how much has it affected you?
I guess somewhat difficult. Moderate depression.
Moderate depression.
High five. So I got an answer. You didn't get one.
Yeah, I just got 12. That's very frustrating.
I have symptoms of moderate. Okay, your results indicate that you may be experiencing symptoms of moderate depression. Based on your answers, living with these symptoms could be causing difficulty managing relationships or even the tasks of everyday life. These results do not mean that you have depression, but it may be time to start a conversation with someone you trust. If you are interested in learning more, check out the information. Okay. I guess I have... Oh. Interesting. This is very interesting. Okay. We recommend you also take the screen for bipolar disorder to find out if your symptoms may be more similar to those experienced by people with bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
I think they say that for everybody. I don't think that that's... Oh, my average score was 13. My total
wow,
score was 13.
You
so yours was 12.
Yeah.
So you probably also have moderate depression.
Yeah, probably have moderate
depression. But I don't know. Like, when I was answering these, you were like groaning like you wanted to answer the most extreme answer for every single one. So I think you're very depressed.
Like, I'll take it at home.
I'm excited that I'm not that depressed. I'm glad.
It's very...
I got the level of depression I was expecting to get, and I feel satisfied with my results.
Yeah, no, it is very uplifting. And great that we aren't so depressed we can't function.
No.
Yeah. All right, that was worst case scenario.
What a fun time. I kind of want to play the Bob Ross music, but we can do a Jeopardy.
Womp. Nope.
Oh.
Okay, that was worst case scenario. All right. As always, thank you so much for listening. And
thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Through this, nonsense.
We know that surveys don't work well on an audio medium.
It's fine.
It's hard to come up with podcast segments.
If you have ideas for podcast segments, you can let us know. Or just email us.
worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com.
Yeah. We'll take it under advisement.
Yeah. Okay. See you next week. Thanks for listening to another episode of Worst Case Scenario.
Thank you.
Please rate and review us on iTunes. It gives a lot of meaning to our lives.
Well, yeah, it's nice.
More than normal. It is really nice. We read all of them. And we also read and respond to all of our emails, which is at worstcasescenariopod@gmail.com. Yeah.
You can follow us on Instagram at worstcasescenariopod.
Our art was done by @artbyroughhouse. That's RUFFHAUSE, all one word on Instagram. You should follow her. And our music was done by @notalent__ on Twitter. And you can find all of his music from there. And you should follow him as well.
Do it.
That's our show.
Bye.
Bye.